بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثامن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نساء المسلمات لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرسن شاته. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that there are many ways of doing good deeds and that we should avail ourselves of them. Simple, easy things with great, great rewards and results. So we shouldn't think it as insignificant and then we don't do it. They are very simple, very easy. We should do them. They have got great rewards. The great benefits, of course, in dunya's life also and actually mainly for the akhirah. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the ladies told them, Ya Nisa al-Muslimat, O Muslim ladies, لا تحقرن جارتن لجارتها. No neighbor should regard anything as insignificant for another neighbor. That is, as it's explained in front, the giving of a gift, even a small thing, but give it. And from here we understand that even poor people should give gifts, and small, simple gifts. But that is very, very important to share with one another. Walau firsina shatin, even if it is the trotters of sheep. That is the legs of a sheep, which normally people wouldn't give, and they would feel it, that how can we give this? Many times, many people say, how can we give this? This is too small a thing to be given. We shouldn't have that attitude. And especially the poor people, if they want to give, they say, we are poor, with the small little insignificant things we give, we will even appreciate it, no qadr will be made of it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the opposite of that, that give gifts, even if they are small, they appear to be insignificant, but they should be given. That also has got great rewards by Allah Ta'ala, even just giving that small little thing. And a person must never think that what I am giving, even like for example, that is the way of the munafiqs. When somebody used to give something, the poor people used to give a small amount. Then they used to say, what's the need of giving it? What's this little bit going to help? And if somebody gave a big amount, they say he's doing it for name and fame. He's doing it for show. So we should not be put off with such remarks and comments. Whatever we can give in any good cause, even a neighbor giving a neighbor, they should also always exchange gifts. This is taught here. And even if they are poor people, and even if the poor person has to give a rich person, and has to give a small, simple thing, the neighbor is a rich person, then even give the trotters of the sheep, that is even just the legs, but give that. Though today, of course, it has changed. Today, fire is a thing which people look forward to. It isn't regarded as insignificant. Just giving the leg unprepared, people will regard that as insignificant. But once it's prepared, people look forward to fire. So in any case, this should be given, a gift should be exchanged to one another. Yeah, it is in this hadith that a person who wants to give the gift mustn't think that this is too small that I'm giving. An explanation of this hadith is also that the person who receives a gift must never also regard it as insignificant. Why they gave me the small little thing? They shouldn't have given this. That who gives also mustn't regard giving a gift as small. Who receives also, no matter how small that gift is, but don't regard it as small. Appreciate it. And usually also, when a poor person gives, a person who can't afford much, and is giving a small gift, there is much more sincerity in there. Appreciate that sincerity. And the barakat that will be in there won't be in big, big gifts and big amounts. In that small little, whatever little bit they gave, just they gave a small packet of chevro, for example. Now don't think now what they gave me this chevro for. Or something like that. Whatever somebody gives, appreciate it. And we shouldn't feel shy and not give somebody. Even if it is like half a bottle of atta, we will think, how can I give half a bottle of atta? And we won't want to give it. No, when it comes in your heart, even give that. And if somebody gave you half used bottle of itar, don't also think, now why they gave me like this? They should give me some big smart bottle with expensive atar, etc. No, some ordinary atar, used bottle also, half a bottle. That also, in other words, this is also one of the many ways of doing great good deeds. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us that even the poor people can give, and you should not shy off from giving small little things. And when receiving a gift also, don't also have that attitude that this is a small insignificant gift. Appreciate whatever is given. So in this in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. A person who does an atom weight of good, a small amount, zarra barabar, a little bit he does of good, that also he will see the rewards of it on the day of Qiyamah. And especially there, in fact, what will count more is ikhlas and sincerity. That a person gave with sincerity, it can be a small thing, cheap thing, insignificant thing, but it was given with sincerity, it will have great, great weight on the stage on the day of Qiyamah. On the other hand, if it is something very big, expensive, but it was given for show, to show that we have given this, that will have no weight whatsoever. So sincerity is the important thing. This hadith, sheep trotters are rarely sent as a gift because they are of little value. And the hadith uses them as an example to emphasize the importance of giving in charity. Here also we see the vast knowledge of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and what a disposition he had to teach and guide the ummah. The example he gave here was that of the trotters, of the feet of the sheep. Then that nobody who thinks of giving, he used that example. That even that is giving. And the point that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was making here, make giving the gifts very common amongst you. Whether it is small, small things also. The one who gives also mustn't feel shy to give a small thing. And the one who receives must not also feel shy to receive even if it's a small thing. And in most cases, the small things which are cheap, which are like insignificant, there is lot of sincerity, and appreciate that sincerity. Lot of barakat and goodness will be in there. And the reward also for those things of sincerity are much more greater. May Allah give us all topic to exchange gifts also. And that is also one of the ways it has been brought in this chapter of acquiring great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Everyone can easily acquire great, great rewards. And giving gifts and giving small things also, that also will have great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. So everyone can build his bank balance, so to say, of Akhirah very easily. Even with the small thing and with that sincerity, it will be a great deposit in his account in the Akhirah. So Allah has the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us that there are so many easy ways by which we all can earn great, great rewards for the Akhirah. May Allah give us all blessings. Subhanallah.